This double-barreled interpretation contributed to centuries of brutality against defenseless black Americans. Ms. Anderson recounts a South Carolina militia's grisly response to a slave uprising in 1739, in which the enslaved were tortured, shot, hanged, and gibbeted alive. White militias made Swiss cheese of black men's backs, especially those who had surrendered during a massacre in Colfax, Louisiana, in 1873. President Theodore Roosevelt ordered the dishonorable discharge of 167 black soldiers in 1906 on the baseless suspicion that some in their ranks had shot whites in Brownsville, Texas. The emptiness for black Americans of the right to bear arms is amply documented in Ms. Anderson's vivid retelling. No landmarks of racial progress, neither Reconstruction in the 19th century nor the civil rights movement of the 20th, made a difference. Nor has the National Rifle Association, NRA, the zealous defender of gun rights that came to the fore in the 1960s, targeted this prejudice. In 1967, the NRA helped draft a bill in California to disarm the Black Panthers, a black self-defense organization that had broken no firearms laws. Ms. Anderson notes that the association has been slow to respond to police violence against black men in recent years, including in 2016 when an officer shot and killed Philando Castile in St. Paul, Minnesota, after Castile disclosed that he was legally carrying a gun. Yet as a contribution to the contemporary debate over gun rights, the second comes up short. The book makes no mention of Justice Clarence Thomas's long concurrence in McDonald v. Chicago, 2010, which covers much of the same historical ground. Like Ms. Anderson, Justice Thomas, himself African-American, lamented as tragic the white supremacy that has persistently denied gun rights to black citizens. But the right to bear arms, in his eyes, remains key to their salvation. Ms. Anderson could have grappled with that reading to hone her contrary view, that the amendment is so inherently, structurally flawed that it can never be a pathway to civil and human rights for black Americans.